Well, Mark, it's always good to get a win, first win of the season. Of course, you come in a little bit more pressure when your first game is also the opening game of a new tournament that you're in. But with, you know, what you were expecting him in, obviously you guys have had to put in a lot of work these first 2 weeks of practice because you lost so many players. But the girls came out and responded tonight. And when you get a win like you did tonight over Greenfield Northwestern, got to feel good knowing that you've got those girls stepping up and that you were able to come out on a high note to start everything off.
We got 11 girls this year, and I think we played all of them tonight, 10 of them, because, like you said, we lost a bunch. But the girls, been we had, 14 practices before we jumped into the tournament. And, we had everybody tonight, from Macy and Ellie and Adeline, the seniors, all the way to Haley and Avery, the juniors. And then Carissa and Ethel, the freshmen, stepped up and helped us out a bunch tonight.
Of course, when you look at some of those new girls stepping in, you know, sometimes you see there maybe be a little bit of timidness, but it really didn't seem like there was a lot of the girls that were too timid. They were getting in there, they were battling for rebounds, and they were taking shots when they were open, and they were even driving to the bucket looking for open spots there too.
That's one of our things. We want to get to the free throw line because I think we shoot free throws pretty well. But the girls sometimes seem timid in practice, but sometimes when you're a youngster coming out here playing varsity ball, you don't even really know, you know, what the pressure is or whatever. You're just out playing and doing your thing. So hopefully it continue to improve. You know, we did a lot of things well, but we did a lot of things not well. So it's kind of tough not having to practice where we come back and play tomorrow and Saturday, but we'll just learn on the fly.
Of course, you're in a tournament now where, you know, obviously you know Vandalia, but, you know, you see Nokomis, but you're not used to teams like, you know, you're going to play the winner of Pawnee and Southwestern. Those are two teams you're not used to. You know, Greenfield, Northwestern, you know, never played them before. So you're seeing a lot of different opponents here. I know that was one reason why you got in this tournament, to see some different people. So whenever you're sitting here now and you get done, you're going to sit here with the girls and you're going to watch a quarter or two of the next game, you know, between Pawnee and Southwestern. You know, what are some of the big things that you're looking at when you don't know a team and you're going, okay, here's what we got to look for and really adjust to and be ready to come out? Because you have no practice in between. You just got to go the next day.
Pawnee on paper looked pretty good. They got a lot of girls back. We played them this summer and they were pretty good. We haven't seen Pius all, but like you said, it's nice to come over here and get some different teams. That's one reason we did jump in to this tournament. And being from the Whitnall-Combs area, it's always fun to come back here and just see everybody and have some fun.